Waffle Stomping, episode, the last episode, for a while. You know, I've been thinking, I'm probably going to lose my family if I keep, you know, drinking every weekend and doing this podcast. So I should probably, like, fold it up for a little bit. Like, how long is rehab? I think rehab is, like, 90 days. So I promised my wife I would be sober for 90 days. So give or take, that's about May or early June. So we'll come back in the summer with new stories and some crazy shit. But I need to go on a little bit of a hiatus, or I'm literally going to lose my family and be living in a van down by the fucking river. So that's that. But, you know, we all need a little break to recoup and get our shit in order. But with this episode, I think we're going to go down memory lane. I think we're going to talk about some of our guests, some of the best episodes, and fucking see how she goes, eh? But I didn't want to do, like, the last episode for a while without bringing on somebody that is near and dear to my heart and who started this shit with me and who you haven't heard in a while. Chrissy, how the fuck are you, bud?
Oh, I'm back on this motherfucker.
we're like little girls, though. It's like we fucking fight and then we hate each other and then, like, we make up, and it's like that's how shit goes, right? Like, it is what it is. We're best friends. Shit's gonna happen, man. Like, who cares?
It's like we were in, like, a famous band and we broke up. But here's the funny thing is, this thing never amounted to anything.
No,
we just got heroin addicts listening to us.
We got like junkies, drunks, and fucking crazy motherfuckers listening to us. And I think that's what I love.
Just got fat dudes jerking off to us, probably. Who cares?
Those Germans are definitely fucking jerking off to fucking. They're imagining us, like, taking shit porn and all that. They're definitely jerking off. But
they put us on the big screen while they're fucking their broads.
It's just like a waffle stomping, yeah. But fucking, like,
as they're smearing shit on each other's faces. Yeah,
let's waffle stomp. But fuck, it's good. Yeah, so I thought I'd bring you back on and fucking, like, you know, we can do the last one. I don't know if this is going to be, like I say, it's going to be like 90 days so I can sober up, but I got to get sober. I'm going to lose my, I can't, this is like, this fucking episode is literally like the trigger for, like, my alcoholism. It's like literally every week and I'm like, okay, I got to do a podcast. All right. I'm going to get drunk first. And then it's like, okay, I'm going to get in some serious trouble if I don't calm down. So, fuck, but let's we can bring up some memories and all the good shit that fucking happened, because there was a lot of good shit that happened from this podcast. Like, there was some fucking hilarious shit. Like, we'll fucking get right into it after, but, like, I don't know, like, I was gonna think right off the start is, like, some of my favorite episodes. Like, you got a favorite episode?
When I think about my favorite episode, I think about Jizzy's mom. And I remember we did an episode, I think it was titled 99 Minute Pizza Pocket or something.
Yeah.
And that one, I think we talked about Jizzy and Jizzy's mom, and he was the most fucking weird friend I think we both had. Like, his mom was a fucking weirdo.
She was from West Germany. His dad was from Ireland. Like, he literally had two of the craziest fucking parents, but, like, you know, like, I remember that episode. In that episode, it's 99 Minute Pizza Pocket, and it was, like, something else, but that's the beginning of it. But it's, like, when he went to the school dance dressed as a KKK member, like,
yeah.
Dude, that's fucking insanity, and I just remember the cops being, like, take it off right now, and he's, like, boo, I am a ghost. And the cops just, like, take that off right fucking now. and it's like, it's fuck, because that dude makes more money than you. That dude makes more money in 1 year that you and me both combined do in 2 years. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's fucked up to think about.
He always was smart with computers and stuff, but I just remember his life when he was living at home in his teenage years was fucked. Like, I just remember so many things, like burning the couch and jumping over it and lighting his lawn on fire. And then his mom had, like, she held up, like, the dead roadkill and waved it at the bus. I remember that one time.
And I just remember the one thing that about him that I remember besides him fucking, we called him Jizzy because he took my webcam and took a bunch of pictures of him jerking off and then left the jerk off pictures on my fucking webcam. But like the one thing I remember is like his porn chest.
Yeah.
He had that fucking, like, it was literally like a chest with a lock on it full of fucking porn. And then he got that girlfriend that one time and he's just like, I'm going to burn all the porn. Like, man, you don't have to burn the porn. Just give it away. No, no one else will enjoy the porn. It's going to be burnt. Like, what's up? What the fuck?
All the pages are probably stuck together for fuck's sake. He probably couldn't give it away if he wanted to.
Oh, fuck yeah. There was probably so many fucking dead children on those porn pages. They were like, you couldn't even scrape them off for fuck's sakes.
But his dad burning all those like VHS tapes that lined like the entire staircase as you went upstairs.
Yeah, his dad was a fucking VHS hoarder. Yeah, and I think, do you remember his dad had that tree fort like in the like back at the back of his house? It was like a tree fort with like a VHS and a couch, and that's where he went to watch porn.
Yeah, he just fucking jerk off back there in the woods.
Where are you going? I'm going to the jerk off tree house. Okay, have fun.
His family was just so weird, man. Like, and remember his mom undressed you or something at their place one time?
She changed my pants. I got really drunk and pissed my pants. And then she changed my pants and my boxers. I woke up the next morning and I had like Jizzy's brother's boxers and pants on. I was like, how the fuck do I have somebody else's boxers and pants on? And then like Jesse's like, man, my mom changed you. I'm like, like an infant? Like, yeah, man, she changed you in the middle of the night. I'm like, oh, my God. And he's dude, like, she probably sucked my dick.
She definitely fondled you a little bit, for sure.
Definitely. And then it's like, she went in, like, I remember, like, walking around his house, and then my boxers and my pants, she washed them and fucking had them laying out for me. I was like, oh, fuck, you're an okay bitch. She's dead now, God rest her soul, but, like, She was cool shit. And I, you know, Jesse was cool shit too until he became a fucking slave to his bitch and wasn't allowed to hang out with us. But fucking,
yeah, that's true. That's true. I remember that. The last time we fucking hung out with them was at his place having a poker game or something.
Yeah, and his wife kept yelling at us to calm down. She's like, I'm trying to study. And then we were like, why don't you fucking go upstairs and study then and let him see his friends, you stupid, ugly bitch.
And didn't he tell us that we had to leave? Like, we didn't even get to play poker, didn't we?
No, we played poker, but we were only there for like 2 hours. Remember, I drove down and it was like 11 o'clock at night. And then he's like, okay, you guys got to leave. And we're like, dude, we got in Toronto at like 8 o'clock. We haven't even been here that long. But
yeah,
that's when you're a slave to your bitch. But
oh, that dude was pussy whipped.
Oh, fuck. But fuck him either way. You know, one of my favorite episodes was
what's up?
It's like, remember when that one fucking vessel, whatever, I can't remember what that fucking vessel was called. It went down to see the Titanic.
Yeah.
And then it had fucking imploded. And then we did that episode. And like at the start of the episode, I played that My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion, the Titanic fucking theme. And then it's like, we just here at Waffle Stomping, we just want to convey our deepest sympathies to the tragic victims of this occurrence. And we just want to know, you just to say that you can suck my fucking dick from your watery fucking grave. You rich motherfuckers. How's your $100,000 now? How's your $100,000 trip, you fucking cunts? Dude, we're going to hell for that one. Like, I know.
Oh,
like,
God, yeah.
Dude, like, making fun of handicapped kids and, like, shit like that, like... We got, and like, that's the thing. It's like, I think I'm deaf, like, me for sure, I'm going to hell. Like, I know that. I feel it. I feel it deep down. It's like, when I die, I'm going to go to heaven or hell, and I'm going to go up to the pearly gates, and they're just going to fucking throw something at me. And I'm going to look at it, and it's going to be like, Waffle Stomping Episode Index. I'll be like, so I'm going to hell then, eh? And they're like, oh, yeah, you're going to fucking hell, motherfucker. I'm like, all right. And I just start walking down to hell.
Yeah, Lucifer's waiting for you. You got to suck his dick for all eternity. Oh,
dude. I just walk down. There's like the devil sitting there like, what up, dude? He's just like, man, I really love that fucking handicapped episode, bro. That was fucking hilarious. Like, thanks a lot, devil. I appreciate that.
Yeah, and he's like, now bend over.
I'm going to fuck you with my red dick now.
It's probably pointy like a fucking sword.
Oh, God. God damn, fuck.
He just cuts you on the inside as he's fucking you.
Yeah, but like that's the thing, is there were so many good episodes that I just loved. And it was like, There's like the Dominican Death Trip was good. The fucking Ireland fucking trip episode. The Urban Dictionary. That was fucking hilarious. Where we just went on Urban Dictionary and looked up all sexual acts.
Yeah, that was a good one. that made me laugh, that episode.
Oh, yeah. That episode was... Everybody loves that fucking episode, so...
Remember the cum thrower episode? The dude who would, like, jerk off and he would throw his cum at, like, chicks or something?
You told me about that. I remember, like, there was the one with my old drug dealer was in the bushes jerking off the people running by on the fucking trails. And he was just jerking off in the bush and he got caught.
I think this one was a different one where some guy in the news was, like, jerking off in his hand. And then he was, like, smearing it across, like, chicks' faces or something. Something like that.
Fuck. There were so many fucked up ones that were just, like...
The bus one. Yeah, the bus cum one.
Yeah, the bus. And that shit's kind of fucked. Because, like, the bus driver that was jerking off in juice and, like, pudding and stuff. And then he was giving it to kids on the bus to eat. And then, like 40 kids had to get tested for like STDs and shit because he fucking fed them so much cum.
Can you imagine? Like, dude, one of those kids, man, your life would be fucked growing up.
It's fucked too because I don't know if I actually said it on another episode, but my fucking wife, she heard like through the news that the bus driver's wife killed herself. Like, before he got caught, she killed herself, and he had custody of like a fucking 10-year-old daughter. Well, she obviously got taken away. Apparently, like, this is like because he's out of jail now, right? Because I think he only did like something like 6 months in jail for that shit. And he got out of jail and he immediately tried to get his daughter back, and they fucking gave him his daughter back.
Oh, no.
It's like, hey, like, this guy has been jerking off in like 40 kids fucking like Lunchables and fucking juice. And like, he's got a 10-year-old daughter. Should we give his daughter back? Like, yeah, we should probably do that. Like, what the fuck? Like, why would you ever do that?
That daughter is definitely going to grow up to be a porn star.
Fuck. Oh my God. I don't even want to think about what the fuck that's all about. Like, Jesus fucking Christ.
But it's a fucked up world out there.
It is. And I'm glad that we had this fucking podcast to talk about some of the fucked up stories in the world. Because some of the stories were fucking great. And like, even just going back, like, they're fucked. Some of them were so good. But no, and like, and on top of that, like, we met some fucking cool people. Like, we met the boys from the Half Cut podcast. Like, shout out to those fucking boys because we had a great fucking time talking to them. Like, we were like fucking 12 years older than those guys, and we're just like spewing down shit like enjoy your youth, enjoy your fucking youth. Like, it was a great time. But we had the Half Cut boys, we had like Denise, fucking sexy broad from California.
Mm-hmm. Denise, yep.
Yeah. Recently, I had the 38 drug kid on my and I had my alcoholic buddy Rob on. Goddamn gong show. We had Devin from fucking Devin, who told us that fucking he grew up in a haunted house. Shit,
yeah,
that was pretty fucking wild.
Yeah, like, that was interesting shit. I remember that one.
Yeah, we had our boy fucking Chow. He fucking came on, and I don't even remember what the fuck we talked to Chow about. I can't fucking remember. I was really drunk for that episode.
I just remember we tried a bunch of times to make it work. Like, we must have recorded like 4 times with them because it didn't work like the first like 2 times or 3 times, right?
I can't even fucking remember. I don't. Mm-hmm. I just remember we got one and it was pretty good. And that's what I posted. But either fucking way, you know, it is what it is. It was good times with all the guests we had, and like, and what the fuck else can we say? Like, we got put on as like up and coming best fucking podcasts of fucking Canadian podcasts of 2022. Like, that's pretty cool. Like, we were like number 14. We were like right under the Letterkenny fucking podcast. And that podcast has like literally like hundreds of thousands of fucking followers.
Mm-hmm.
Which is hundreds of thousands of followers more than we have. So this is like, that's fucking awesome. I still go back to that website and I was like, oh fuck yeah. Like, we did that. It's just the website's still up too. I often go back to it and be like, hi, that was a good time. That's a good fucking time. But
remember that TikTok that you did that got us like a million views?
Oh yeah, but I didn't really do it. It was like the video I stole off of Instagram, and it was like I posted it one day as a joke, and I was drunk, and it was like two stupid hillbillies talking about how tough they were, and it's like the next day I go and look, it's like you have 600,000 views or like 55,000 likes and 600,000 views. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? And it just like erupted, and it was like that got us a fucking pile of views.
It's funny because we got more views than the original video got.
Yeah, that's the fucking funny part. It was like, I introduced that video to TikTok. I don't think TikTok saw that shit yet. And I was like, you crazy fools. It was on Instagram. But yeah, that was pretty wild too. I think the next video close to that was one when I was doing the shower videos. I think it was like 100,000. I think that's the closest one I even came to that video. And that's one I did, but still. It was still like, I didn't mind the TikTok. I really hated doing the fucking food in the shower, but like people loved it. And I don't understand why. I still to this day do not understand why people enjoy seeing somebody eat in the shower. Like it must be some kinky fucking shit. I swear.
I don't know. It was like a niche thing, right?
It was definitely a niche of some sorts, but fuck, I don't know. But that was, you know, that like I said, it was another good thing. It's like when I think about the bad things from this podcast, like the good outweigh the bad, obviously, but like even the bad things were fucking like they were still like us fucking fighting. We, of course, we made up, but like I remember getting the fucking cease and desist order from Kanye West's lawyer. I was like,
yeah,
I'm like, what the fuck is this? And it was just like cease and desist from using Kanye West and Kim Kardashian's fucking trademark. Da, 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 da. I'm like, what the fuck? What the fuck is happening? It was just like, take down this episode immediately or face further legal action. I'm like, took the fucking episode down right away. I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. And then I Googled it and I found out that like, anybody that has like something fucked up about Kanye West or Kim Kardashian in the title of their podcast will automatically get that cease and desist. And if you ignore it, then you'll get like five more. And then on like the sixth one, that's when they'll be like, we're going to fucking sue you. Like, man, I shouldn't have taken it down. I should have got sued by Kanye West. I should have done it. I should have just been like, you know what? Now I'm going to put every episode, Kanye West sucks dick. Kanye West raped me. Like, I'm just going to put all his crazy shit so he'll sue me.
That becomes the podcast. It's just your legal battle with Kanye West.
Yeah, it's just me going against Kanye West and then, like, me realizing I have, like, $80 in the bank and Kanye West has $80 million. So I'm like, oh, well, I should probably stop fighting Kanye. Like, that would have been fucking great, but... I don't know, like, that was, I guess, bad, but, like, even, like, the hate we got, because we got a pile of hate, and why wouldn't we? Our fucking podcast is fucking trash, but, like...
I'm surprised we never got more.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought we would get a fucking pile of fucking hate, but, like, the best hate is, like, any hate, and, like, I remember Ron Mexico. Do you remember Ron Mexico?
Yeah, Ron Mexico. He was our number one hater.
Yeah, like, I just remember him, like, messaging me and being, like, your fucking podcast, and this was at, like, 5 in the morning. He's, like, your podcast is as fucking funny as a gaping wound, and I was, like, a gaping wound. I'm, like, that is fucking good. I just, like, start messaging the guy being, like, you're hilarious. Like, we come on our podcast.
Yeah, like, come on our podcast.
He's just, like, I'd rather fucking swallow broken glass. I was, like, dude, you can come on our podcast, then you can swallow glass. I'm, like, how about that?
And he's just, swallow like, glass on the podcast. Yeah.
I often wonder if, like, that was somebody we know. You know what I mean? Like, if it was just some piece of shit that, like, found out about it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, because it was very direct hate. And I often, like, wondered if it was, like, some asshole from fucking high school that, you know what I mean? Like, I kind of wondered that, but...
I don't know. Like, there are people on the internet who just, like to go out of their way to, like, fucking try to burn people as best they can, right? Like, so it could have been anybody.
Yeah, true. It's just, like, when you and me broke up that one little time and all of a sudden I started getting messages. It was, like... podcast is subpar without Chris on it, and I was like what the fuck, and I was like, oh wait, and I just like figured it out. It was fucking Jordan. Like, man, Your motherfucker had nothing better to do than to try to start shit between us when he, I haven't talked to the kid in like fucking 10 years. Like, it's fucking, I was like, that was kind of funny though. Like that when he was like trying to start shit, but I think it was more funny when I sent his wife a message and was just like, tell your husband to fucking stay away from my wife.
You're fucking evil. You are going to hell.
Fuck. Dude, I am going to hell. I was like, man, I hope that fucked up his day. Like, I don't know if the message actually made it to her, but I was like, dude, I hope she read that shit. And then I found out later, I was talking to another buddy from back home, and he's like, man, like, you know, he actually like has cheated on his wife and shit. I'm like, really? He's like, yeah, man. I'm like, oh, I don't give a fuck. I'm like, I hope I crumbled his whole fucking family.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the guy has enough audacity. The fucking guy has enough audacity to be like, oh, he called me a fucking shitty person. Like, dude, you are the worst shitty person in the world.
You guys are best friends for a long time.
We were best friends for a long time, but he's a friend jumper, and I hate friend jumpers. Like, he was such a piece of shit that, like, he would, like, and I think that's what we got him mad is I called him a piece of shit a bunch of times in other episodes, which he is a piece of shit. And I don't think he listens anymore, but if he does, you're a piece of shit. Fuck you and your family. But you know what my favorite was? Is, like, remember that time I got really, really, really drunk? And I, like, called you up, and I was like, bro, I'm going to do a whole episode on Jordan. And you're like, man, what the fuck? I was like, dude, I'm just going to talk shit. And you're like, man, what are you going to say? I was like, all right, just listen to this and tell me if this is funny. Okay. I'm going to fucking say that I hope he has two daughters. I hope his fucking one daughter gets eye cancer.
I remember this.
I was like, I hope your fucking one daughter gets eye cancer. She fucking dies, and then your other daughter has to watch her fucking die of cancer, and then she gets fucking eye cancer and fucking dies. I was like, and then all of a sudden I was like, fucking, I'm like, I end the episode and shit. I never post it. Like, my fucking wife comes down. She's just like, did you just wish eye cancer on two children? Yeah. She's like, don't fucking post that. I'm like, yeah, you're right. I shouldn't fucking post that. I might post that episode just to fucking fuck it.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, you can
say. But we posted way worse shit than that. So
oh fuck. Yeah. I don't know. I want to post the blackout episodes because some of those blackout episodes, like, they were a goddamn train wreck, but they were fun. Like, just you and me both fucking blackout wasted, just being like, I think I said fuck too much. I think that's what did it, though. I think that's why I never post them, because every second word was fuck. I was like, you fucks and cock, fuck, suck, fuck. And like, it was just ridiculous. So
I remember all the fucks. But I also remember, like, us slurring our words a lot. You couldn't barely understand us. And
yeah. Yeah.
Didn't I leave the mic for, like, fucking, like, 2 minutes and then came back? I think it was a fucking wreck.
Yeah. I think we did about 3 or 4 of them, and they were just fucking bad. But they were, like, they were bad because, like, when you're hungover, you, like, listen to them, you're like, oh, my God. But when you're, like, when you're drunk all over again, you're like, this is fucking gold. How the fuck did I not post this? How is this not the highest fucking episode yet? Like, fuck.
Yeah, it was pretty fucking real, that's for sure.
Oh, fuck yeah, but...
But it wasn't organized or anything. There was no flow.
It wasn't organized, fuck. But, God, no, there were some good times. It's like, even, like, last weekend, I missed fucking last weekend's episode because, like, I did edibles. And it's like, I fucking hate edibles. And like last weekend, I think I was going to do this episode, but I was like, you know what? I'll take edibles and I'll be all right. And then I just took edibles and I took way, way, way too much. I was high from like 11 in the morning till fucking, like, I swear to God, 11 in the morning till like 10 at night. I was high for like two fucking way too long. But when I was all high and stuff, I got the paranoia. And it's like, all of a sudden in my head, I was like, yo, like, you're going to get fired for having this podcast. You have to delete it. So I deleted this podcast. I deleted the fucking Instagram meme page. I deleted the TikTok. I deleted everything of Waffle Stomping off of the internet. It was completely wiped out. And then the next day I woke up and I was like, what the fuck happened last night? And like my fucking wife is like, you deleted, you literally took Waffle Summing off the face of the earth. I was like, oh no. So then I had to go back the next day and I had to get back the TikTok, the Instagram, the fucking the Spotify. I had to get everything back. And thank God I got it all back. But that's what the edibles did. Like the edibles literally had me convinced I was gonna lose my job. Like
Jesus, huh?
Yeah, it was fucking crazy, bro. But fuck it, here we are now, and fuck, we're the last episode for a while, so fuck it.
Yeah, what would the last episode be without a Meg's piss?
Yeah, I haven't pissed on the episode in a fucking long time, so
I love your pisses.
And it's like it's funny because other people have commented on it. There's like I've had people like message me and be like, man, why do you piss in the middle of your podcast? And I was just like, why not? Like, why not? Like, what does it matter? Like, I just want you to know that I have my dick in my hand while I'm talking to you. Just remember that. Like,
exactly. Exactly.
Like, when you hear me pissing, just think of my fucking tiny micro cock in my hand. That's all you have to think about. Like, I don't want to think about that. Like, fuck you.
Yeah, we don't give a, we never gave a fuck what people thought. So
no, it was always good fun. It was always good fun, but fuck. What do you think? You got any other fucking memories of this motherfucker?
The only thing I can think of is like, I remember you saying one time that you jerked off in my sister's bed.
Yes, that is 100% true. I did. I could smell the pillow and the pillow smelled like perfume and it just got my fucking engine running. And I fired one off.
Why the fuck would I let you sleep in her bed? It's my own fault.
Oh, yeah. That was 100 on you. Like, that's not my fault. Like, you let me go. You put the tiger into the fucking hen house on that one. You know what I mean? Like, fucking,
yeah.
That was straight up. But, yeah.
No, there was couches downstairs. I should have been like, just go sleep on one of those couches.
Yeah, and I was drunk, too. Like, when you're like, oh, here's a bed. I was like, oh, this is going to be a bad time. But I want you to know that I was respectful. I did the duck. Like, I put my hand, like, you know, like a duck, and I shot a load into my hand. I didn't come on her sheets, just so you know.
You know what's funny is I was sleeping in the next room over, and I remember laying in bed, like, right before, like, I was about to pass out, and I was like, I wonder if he's jerking off. I remember saying that
like,
to myself.
A normal person would be like, no, he's drunk. He can't jerk off when he's drunk. Like, there's no way. I was like, no, I totally fucking... It was totally enough just to get one fucking shot off.
Fucker.
I think one of my favorite fucking stories, too, is like, that story is like when you got blackout wasted at my house and you were like, we were feeding you Jack Daniel's whiskey and tequila.
God damn
and,
you.
Yeah. And you just jumped off my deck like head first into the grass. And I was like, he's paralyzed. And then you just like jumped up and you start swimming in the grass. I'm like, oh my God, he's drunk. And then my mom comes out and she's like, Chris has passed out on the toilet. And then we just went up, took you off the toilet, me and Dan, and we're like, wipe his ass. Like, no, I'm not wiping his ass. I'm like, I'm not wiping his ass. And we just threw you on my bed and this shitty old ass.
Fuck. Well, thank you for getting my fucking, I took a shit and passed out, huh?
Yeah, it was funny too, because when we picked you up off the toilet, there was like a little tiny turd. It was like a little tiny Mars bar sized turd. And we're like, man, really? Oh, fuck. And we just pulled your pants up and threw you on the bed.
Jesus. That's the only time I ever remember blacking out.
Oh, yeah. I remember you the next morning when my dad was cooking breakfast. He's cooking bacon, eggs, fucking sausage. And we're all down at the front of the table eating. And you came down and you're like, I'm going to puke. I can't eat. My mom's like, just eat. You're like, no, if I eat, I'm going to puke. And then you ran upstairs and puked, I think, once or twice.
Yeah, yeah. Food, that smell of that food grossed me out big time, man.
Fuck, yeah, it would too. But fuck, I don't know. Like, you never know because you're coming down. You're coming down to visit me sometime soon, aren't you? Like, after the fucking weather gets a little better.
Yeah, I got to come see your little one.
Oh, yeah, yeah, true. Fuck, so when you come down, like, that's a good... That'll be a good excuse to drink, or we can do fucking smoke weed and do a cast or something. We'll figure something out.
I'm gonna try to quit with you. So let's smoke weed and let's just do the weed thing.
I'm down with just the weed thing. Fuck yeah, because the weed cannot get you in trouble. Every whiskey, 100. I didn't even get a bottle today. I got like one of those little trickies where it's like three drinks of whiskey, and I was like with my wife. I'm like, I just got a small tricky. She's like, don't you fucking get drunk. I'm like, all right, fuck. So I have three drinks of whiskey, and that's it. Like, that's after this whiskey's done. That's the show. Because I don't know. I've heard of too many people like losing their families to booze, and I could never understand it. Like these guys at work, like, oh yeah, my first marriage. And I'm like, oh, what happened in your first marriage? Yo, I was drunk. Fuck, I was drunk all the fucking time. And it's like, man, you lost your kids. Like, oh, I have two kids. Like, so you lost everything because of alcohol. You chose alcohol over your fucking children. And then the dudes will look at me and they'll straight face like, yeah. I was like, dude, I'm not that stupid. I'm an alcoholic, but I'm not that big of an alcoholic to like throw away my child and my wife and my home and everything just for booze. Like, fuck that. I can't be living in a van down by the river. I fucking can't. I'd probably end my life. I would. I would just tie a noose around my neck, drink a fucking 40, and just die.
And then your ghost would fucking fuck my face while I'm sleeping.
Right? Oh yeah. You just like you'd wake up in the middle of the night and there'd just be like this fat bloated dude with a noose around his neck and fucking ball of Jack Daniels in his hand, like something from like a Christmas story, like Ebenezer Scrooge type of shit, where I'm just like, Chris, what are you doing here? I'm dead. I have nothing to do. Man, get the fuck out of here. Put your dick away. No, I can't. It's a ghost dick. It doesn't go back inside.
No, I'll be like, let me try jerking off and I want to see if it goes through you. That's what I'll say.
Shoot, come through my fucking, my apparition.
Let's see if your apparition stops it. Yeah.
Hit me in the face. Hit me in the face.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, fuck. What are we at? We're at 31 minutes. Fuck, well, I don't think we've done a 30. We haven't done a half an hour episode in fucking ever. Well, we have, but we had guests, but.
Yeah, we're talking about the good times. Anyway, I hope everybody enjoyed the cast, because the thing is, we did this motherfucker just to make people laugh. So,
oh, 100. That was the only point. It was like, it was literally for you and me to shoot the shit, fucking talk a bunch of shit drunk, and fucking maybe make some people giggle. And I know we made some people giggle. So that's, we accomplished what we set out to do. We didn't make any money. We didn't get famous.
Nope.
We should have asked for money. That's what we should have did. We should have asked motherfuckers for money. We should have been like, we should have made shit up. We should have been like, yeah, like, I got fucking cancer of the fucking leg and I need money. We should have got money off our fans. We never did that.
Yeah, you know what? We could have did that. We could have said to people, we'll say 30 seconds of whatever the fuck you want us to say if you pay us a certain amount of money.
That would have been fucking awesome. We could have, even if we made fucking enough, if we made enough money to like get a bag of weed, that would have been fucking great. That would have been fucking amazing. We never did that because we weren't those type of people. We're not like influencers. We're not fucking like, I'm a fucking social media influencer. Send me money. Like, no, like
no.
We're not. We're just fucking two drunk dudes saying drunk shit and trying to make motherfuckers giggle. And I know we accomplished that. So,
oh yeah, I'm proud of the podcast for sure.
Oh fuck yeah. I'm more proud of the, I'm not going to lie. I'm more proud of the meme page, because that meme page is fucking legendary.
It is legendary. I still send that to people.
Oh dude, I love it. And I'm not going to lie. I'm not shutting down the meme page. I'm not shutting down the TikTok. And I'm not shutting down this fucking podcast. I need to sober up, because if I don't sober up, it's going to be fucking bad. So
do what's best for you and your family, brother.
Fuck yeah, bud. Maybe if I was making like millions of dollars off this shit, then she may go a different way. Like, you may hear the family moving out while I count my fucking stacks, but that's not happening. So response. Did you just say you take money over your family? I fucking totally did.
Yes, you did.
But fuck it. I don't, like I say, we had a great time, and fucking, you know, it's gonna, hopefully it continues, but like I said, I just need a little bit of time away and get sober, and who knows, maybe I'll get sober and it'll just be like a different fucking Mags. Maybe I'll change as a person, and I'll just be fucking like responsible. and skinny or some shit. I don't even know.
Yeah, you just get on here and start talking economics and shit.
Yeah, like I just come on and start fucking like spouting off fucking stock trading and all this shit. Like, put fucking $200 on this fucking thing. Yeah, I doubt that's gonna fucking happen, but well, it'll be like 1 week from now. Like, it'll be like this. The 1 week from now, I'll be like, I didn't make it 1 week sober. I'm drunk.
Yeah, it'll just be 3 months from now, just me coming on here. Everybody, I have to tell you an announcement. I'm sorry.
Max killed himself.
Yeah, he drank himself to death.
He literally drank a fucking 60-ouncer of vodka and walked into oncoming traffic. Dude, do that. Dude, if I kill myself, you have to come back and do a fucking episode and be like, he fucking offed himself.
Yeah. I'll do it. I will. I'll come back if that ever happens. But
perfect.
You let me do the outro, just yeah, like old times.
You can do the outro, but I'll end it with this for the hiatus we're going on. That thank all you motherfuckers for fucking listening, and we'll be back. Remember that. But Andrew, Chrissy.
Definitely. Everybody, thanks for listening. We appreciate you. Keep your assholes clean and your feet dirty.